Well, there are a number of arguments supporting legalisation of marijuana, and they're primarily concerned with the harm caused by its current criminal status. A number of people use marijuana in non-harmful ways, and because it's currently illegal, they can be arrested by the police and then have the consequences of a criminal record and so on. So it's primarily to do with reducing the harmful consequences of the legal status of cannabis.
Does marijuana have negative effects on somebody? As in, why was it, made illegal in the first place?
Well, there's a long history to the legal status of drugs, including alcohol. And at various times in history, of course, alcohol has been illegal, as have other drugs, and things like opium have been legal. But over time, internationally, countries have moved to establish treaties that prohibit certain drugs, and cannabis has been listed as an illegal substance for 30 or 40 years now in the international treaties. And yes, there are harms associated with cannabis. So some people will become dependent on cannabis, and that can cause physical harms as well as psychological harms, problems with motivation. And there does seem to be a link between cannabis and psychosis, so that people who are predisposed to a psychotic illness and who smoke cannabis may precipitate an experience of psychosis. But it's worth saying that there are harms associated with alcohol as well that are very well documented, and substantial harms associated with tobacco, which is the drug that causes the most health-related costs to Australia.
So there are concerns that the number of people who use the drug will significantly rise. Is this likely to have any negative effects, I guess, now that it's been legalised in Washington?
Look, it's very difficult to predict the proportion of people that will increase their use of cannabis under a legal regime. This is the first state in the world to formally legalise cannabis. So even in the Netherlands, the supply of cannabis is still illegal. So we really don't know what will happen with prevalence. We assume that there will be an increase in use of cannabis. The question is whether it will be as extensive as the use of things like alcohol and tobacco, or whether it will only be a small increase in the population. And there's no research evidence to inform that.
And so, speaking more broadly about other drugs as well, is there benefits to legalising other drugs that are currently illegal?
Well, the arguments around legalising cannabis apply to all drugs. So the negative consequences of a criminal record associated with ecstasy use, heroin use, amphetamine use apply equally. I think one of the reasons why cannabis is supported more generally, legalisation is supported more generally, is because cannabis is seen to be a more benign drug. This is also true for ecstasy. And there are fewer people who support the legalisation of heroin for personal use. And that's partly because heroin is quite a dangerous drug and one can overdose and die from heroin use.
Mm-hmm. So marijuana is still illegal under US federal law. How is that going to work?
Well, your guess is as good as mine. It's very unclear how that's going to work, and I'm not an expert on US constitutional law and the relationship between laws within a state versus federal laws. Furthermore, there are problems with border issues, so there are always concerns when a neighbouring state or country legalises something and what occurs at the border. So usually there are things like residency criteria for people. They have to be shown to be a resident of that state in order not to be charged. But my understanding is that there are many, many issues that Washington and US Congress need to work through in order for this to go ahead. And it wouldn't surprise me if there were legal challenges.
Colorado, I think, has just approved a similar law.
Yes.
Do you think anything like this is in Australia's future?
In the short term, I think it's highly unlikely. So if you look at the opinion polls in the US, they're hovering at around 40-50% support the legalisation of cannabis, whereas if you look at Australian opinion polls, only 25, 20-25% of Australians support the legalisation of cannabis. So overall, Australians are much less supportive of legalisation of cannabis than Americans are.